You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Ronald Lee, and this is episode number 102. We're talking today about supermarket. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. There was a time when in the United States almost everyone went to the local supermarket to buy their groceries. With stores that do roadside pickups, Walmart that is almost on call, and a thoroughly dynamic inventory manager who supports them if you could tolerate that, it was possible to stay at home pretty much indefinitely. Supermarkets are set up to easily transport large quantities of food, and I have seen digital products being searched in digital aisles without leaving the house. The supermarket consists mainly of canned and packaged goods and bakery products, with shelf space reserved for them, but also reserves for canned or packaged goods. I have seen many digital products that surf the digital aisle without leaving the house, as well as a variety of other items. The fresh produce is all in the grocery store, which gives the feeling that the supermarket is healthy, but not always healthy. Many supermarket chains are trying to achieve further reductions by switching to self-service tills, and the robust curb collection program has grown significantly, although management is struggling to strike the right balance between store safety. Some supermarkets even use this method to deliver selected food to customers' doorsteps. Publix secretly bought two of the largest grocery stores in the U.S., with a total of 1,000 stores, donated directly to food banks and cut labor costs. The store has not had any confirmed cases of food poisoning or other serious health problems, but it has quietly bought organic products worth more than $1.5 million from local farmers and other local businesses. A private supermarket boss can also help formalize an internal process for publishing cookbooks so that cookbooks can be published as soon as they are published in it. Cookbook retrievals in private cookbook supermarkets are faster than in public cookbook supermarkets, although some cookbooks had to be fixed due to lack of access to the public cookbook database. At a time when everyone else seems so keen to buy food, some shops, however stubborn, are thriving. The answer to this question is still fluid, as the definition of a grocery store is challenged by the rise of online grocery stores like Whole Foods and Amazon. When people talk about grocery stores, they often refer to grocery stores in general, including traditional supermarkets. Most of the time you have a wide choice of food to choose from, but each supermarket has its own weaknesses and strengths. Finally, we can be sure that if you shop in a supermarket, almost every store in the chain will have the same items and probably similar floor plans. Supermarkets that are part of a chain are usually very large and offer many different brands. They often focus on imported items that are not transported by large conventional supermarkets, and many do not sell fresh produce, have no meat department, or even have refrigeration departments. Most Target has grocery departments in the store, but many don't have meat departments. Many of them donate to sell something fresh. These grocery stores are usually targeted at a specific demographic group such as seniors, people with disabilities, young people, and people with special needs. Supermarkets have a wide range of products, from fresh fruit and vegetables to meat, dairy products and eggs. Supermarkets and supermarkets can be called supermarkets or grocery stores, although only a few supermarkets may call themselves. Supermarkets can either call their grocery store a supermarket or cancel their grocery store. A supermarket is a type of grocery store that is usually larger and has a larger selection of items. A supermarket is the largest supermarket in the United States and the second largest in Europe after a supermarket. A supermarket is a department store that offers a wide range of products such as food, clothing, electronics, and other items. A supermarket is a self-service shop that offers a wide selection of items in organized sections with a variety of different prices and options. These stores have an average retail space of over 170,000 square meters and typically devote up to 40% of their space to food, clothing, electronics, and other items, as well as a variety of other products and services. These fresh food markets focus on perishable goods and offer a range that is different from traditional retail. Walmart and Asda, which have more than 1.5 million stores in the UK, often offer a range of food, clothing, electronics, and other products, as well as a host of other services. There are nearly 155,000 convenience stores with an average retail space of 1,500 square feet, and that number does not include the nearly 156,000 grocery stores and the roughly 1 million grocery stores to which they sell. In Australia, Aldi, Woolworths, and Coles are the main players in the industry, competing fiercely between the three. Traditional supermarkets in many countries compete with Walmart, LDI, and Lidl, which are usually non-union and operate with better purchasing power. Episode 102 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ronald Lee. Adios.